T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us, buddy?
I didn't like that. Oh, buddy now. He just called me a bleep hole there.
I called you jerky.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, jerky's you never heard
having,
anybody.
You didn't call me jerky. But anyway, you are having a very rough week. Like, I don't know what's going on in your head. So during the break, Joe just looks at me and he goes, was Mother's Day like a big holiday?
I asked you for you and how big Mother's Day is.
No, you asked like just in general, like,
God,
is it a
you
big
just,
holiday?
Everything
and then,
I
and then
say,
you
got to go with.
And then you answered your own question. You go, well, I mean, it's not Christmas, but, which I don't, and I go, I said, Joe, no, I have no idea what that means.
I said, it's not Christmas or birthday. It's just Mother's Day.
Said, yeah, it's important. And obviously you've done nothing up to this point. So
that was shocking.
Again, like an hour ago, you come in, you're like, did you book anything for Mother's Day? Like, it's everything's booked
up.
That's
why I'll find out what everybody's doing, man. I wanted to know everybody out there, how far are you going on this Mother's Day thing?
What do you mean, how far are you going? You get a little, nice little gift, and you take her out to brunch or whatever.
All right. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good. All right, what do you have for
such
us
such an
today?
Idiot. I mean, you've had a really rough week. I hope it gets worse for you. I hope you screw this thing up.
Honestly, I just went through two of the worst days I've had in a long time. Nothing. Good. I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm back. You could tell it's back. Friday. I'm back.
Okay.
Even when I was beat up, I hope I didn't sound all beat up. I was beaten up. Yeah, it was a cuff. I could not get rid of that dark cloud that follows people around. It followed me for 2 full days, about 22 inches of rain. It was terrible, man. All right, Woody, I'm sorry. What do you got for us, bud?
All right, Joe.
My friend, Jerky.
You know, we talked a lot about Willie Mays yesterday. Willie is going to have a documentary coming up here on HBO. It's expected to hit HBO next year. We'll be on HBO Max. And there's some good people working around this thing here, Joe. They're going to work with Uninterrupted and Major League Baseball and Willie Mays documentary. I don't know a ton about Willie Mays, so I think this will be good for the younger generation here to learn a little bit more about Willie. You're always talking about him.
I do, and he's my all-time favorite. He's the first that I share with my father. But I always wonder, and I tried to hit on this yesterday for his 90th birthday. Like, why don't more people talk, and why isn't there more stuff out there on Willie Mays? I know they were showing yesterday, and I was so glad to see ESPN really blow it out yesterday on Willie and the catch he made in New York, which, by the way, the catch running backwards over his shoulder and turning and flipping the ball was a great play that they've been showing for since I can remember. But the catch he made going over the top of Bobby Bonds, who was in right center and kind of gave up on the play,
right,
and Willie comes into the picture, jumps over the fence, slams into the wall, and comes down with the ball, is got to be – I mean, we've had guys jump over the fence forever, but just the collision on those old fences, which there was a lot of time you just got broken bones from the old fences. They weren't exactly player-friendly, bouncing off of them. So, anyway, I've never understand why he didn't get more. His stuff's not valuable. And
which is surprising, very surprising.
We talk about everybody but Willie Mays.
I think that's a supply issue with why his stuff is not that valuable. There must be a lot of it out there.
Yeah, you know what? What would have happened if he'd have played for the New York Yankees his whole life?
It might be different, right?
Instead of going from the other New York to, hey, there's going to be a team in San Fran. We're taking you out there.
Another baseball story here for you guys this morning. Albert Pujols is done with the Angels. They basically released him here. They designated him for assignment, so he's going to be done there. This is interesting whether he latches on with another team. He's 41, and he signed that 10-year, $210 million contract after
leaving St. Louis.
Yeah.
Remember the Marlins were in on that for a little
bit.
Yeah, that's
right. Trying to sign Pujols. God, it's been 10 years since then. That's crazy.
But who gives a guy at 30 or 31 years old
a 10-year
contract?
Deal. Right.
And what did you think he was going to play like, short of taking the Barry Bonds bio program? Like, what did you think he was going to look like? What did you think he was going to play like?
Not in these.
Of course,
last
he's hitting
years,
200
right.
with. Or 198 right. or whatever.
But it is weird to toss him off the team at this point, right? Like, don't you just ride it out and let him have a little swan song at the end?
Sounds like they could have if he was being a good guy, but apparently he got taken. He really hit well against somebody recently, and they sat him, and he didn't get to hit as a DH or get to play, and apparently said something. They go, all right. You know, Albert, it's okay if you're a good guy and when you're sitting and helping young guys, but when you start getting upset about not playing with your 196 or 8 batting average and you're 41, then we're going to have to let you go. We don't want you salty
in the dugout. Sign a one-day deal in St. Louis and retire.
All right, we jump into the tabloids now. Joe, have you been following the because I know you follow these stories. The Tristan,
why can't you just tell the damn story?
The Tristan Thompson and Sidney Chase story here. Have you seen this? I assume you've been following this.
Yeah, I have.
So maybe you could help us out with it here. So Tristan is with Khloe, right, at the moment? Khloe Kardashian.
He worked his ass off to get back in that one. That was like 2 years of hardcore, down on your knee. Like, she could see you being with the child they share, really working hard. I mean, doing some serious let-me-back-ass kissing.
So, Sidney Chase allegedly has text messages that proves that Tristan, you know, got with her while he was with Khloe.
Yeah, I know.
And now, this is such a mess. There's legal teams for this thing.
Oh, boy.
Like, Tristan has a legal team who sent this girl, Sydney, a cease and desist.
Right.
You know about this, Joe, when the lawyers start to get involved.
I do know a thing or two about those, yeah, through the years. I do. You're such a bad guy. You're just a bad guy. You've been a real bad guy. You talk about I have a couple of rough days, and you just have not let up.
That's the only reason we do these stories is because you follow them closely and you have the experience.
So, yeah, this sounds like an angry, like, I slept with him, and I want to let you know, he even told me you guys aren't together anymore. Like, I want you to know what a scumbag he is. So I don't know what's caused her to go this far, but you never want to have that girlfriend on the side.
Oh, that's crazy.
That decides she's angry, where you say, hey, I can't see you anymore, I'm going back, or...
Well, her post was crazy. It said, I finally received a cease and desist hours after I made my post online. It was first sent to an email I no longer use. However, I'm moving forward with the truth and choosing not to comply. On the bottom of it says, I will not be called a liar. Joe, this isn't over.
She's had a rough time with men. She's had a rough go.
Wow. Need to spend a little more time with her father, OJ.
All right. It's your go-to line, wow. OJ. Poor OJ. Can you just let
him
live
in
Vegas?
No, OJ should just talk to his daughter about
doing
the situation
fantasy.
Here.
She's come out and said,
I love
not
the fact
father.
She's a fantasy guy. You're right, man.
You don't think she looks a lot like OJ?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't looked that close.
She doesn't look like, well, recently, I know she got her face redone, but she doesn't look like the other Kardashians. She looks
completely different.
A little OJ thing going on.
She's looking a little
there.
Bit Michael Jackson-y these days. She's really gotten into these
Michael
surgeries.
Jackson.
What else you got there?
We go to Tiger. Stop looking at me. We go to Tiger King here. God, you're weird. By the way, I'm glad that it's like 100 degrees in there, and you're just dying.
I'm not complaining.
There.
All these morning shows been complaining about everything.
I'm a tough guy. I won't complain.
I am not complaining.
It is so hot in there.
Woo!
Really?
Oh my God. Unbelievable. And it is frigid open. In my room. Yeah. I got my hoodie on.
So what else you have? We don't complain on this show.
It's not frigid. It's comfortable. Very comfortable in here, Joe. Jeff Lowe, remember him?
Yes.
He got raided here. He's in trouble with the feds, and
he's
this time
guy.
They have.
He's a bad guy.
They showed up at his Tiger King park in a place called Thackerville, Oklahoma, and began taking animals away. They're taking animals protected by the Endangered Species Act.
What are they going to do with all these animals?
I don't know. There's so many.
Hundreds
of them.
Where the hell are they going to end up? Got more in Oklahoma than we have in the world.
One of the animals they took away was a liger, and he says that's not protected under the Endangered Species Act because it's like a...
What is it?
A liger? Is it a lion and a tiger?
A freak? I don't know what it is. There's another... I don't know if this is the same thing, a liliger, which is the offspring of a male lion and a female liger. A liliger.
Okay.
Jeez. What are these guys doing?
There's a lot of weird stuff going on that farm.
You think?
By the way,
that
guy's a little freaky. This guy, he's a little.
Yeah.
Male lion and a female liger.
He's a bad, bad guy. Talk about guys should be in jail. It's that guy. He's a bad.
Oh, exotic, too.
He's a bad man.
I think they all need to be free. I'm all for pardoning Joe Exotic.
By the way, made for a great documentary, though. Very entertaining.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I did
enjoy it. Thank you.
Final story here, guys. We have a situation brewing as a giant Chinese rocket is plunging towards Earth. They launched this thing back a little while ago here, and they have been, I guess, unable to control it. It's a 23-ton piece of space debris, but they said the chances are not great that it hits land because 70% of the Earth is ocean. So it's 70-30 here.
Playing the percentage thing.
Yeah.
So we're safe?
They said it's the heaviest thing to fall uncontrollably to Earth ever.
Nice. Wow.
May 8th, it's expected to hit. So if you hear people yelling heads up.
You got to control your rockets, man.
And duck.
Rocket ships. Come on. You're better than that. You're better than that. You can't let that happen.
Did you see this story?
No.
I did not either.
I did not see it.
I just wanted everyone to be very aware that there could be.
You're all over the place
just
today,
man. Just
keep
your head on a swivel is what I'm saying. You never know.
Never know.
Hey,
you'll know tomorrow.
Knock you out.
Let me ask you a question. So what exactly did you do for Mother's Day? What'd you do?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I booked a reservation
Did you buy her something, too?
I have purchased something, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just want. Zach?
Yep. I'm cooking dinner.
Okay.
Sunday.
There you go.
But I did buy a gift for my mom and for my wife.
You know, he's got to be the one guy that makes everybody look bad.
Yep. One guy went waiting for you to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
In fairness, the only thing I did was I took my kid to Target and let him pick out something for her. I personally have not gotten her something yet. I plan to do that today or tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's a good move. Letting the little guy get involved. Right. That would be special.
I mean, he bought her a toy.
You'll tell her the story and she'll.
Space Jam toy?
Here, Mom, here's a LeBron.
Yeah, Mike.
Right.
Oh, boy. And she looks right at you. Yep. Okay, man.
It's easy to make a reservation these days. You just go online. You go on, like, Open Table.
I know that's going on.
No, you don't.
Though.
I do know.
You don't know that.
I do know that. And I also
they have apps for that.
So why haven't you done it yet? What are you waiting for?
Been a little busy, man. I've had a lot on my mind. Busy. Super busy.
Should have told Frankie to do it or whatever his name is.
He's,
Does that motel have like a Sunday brunch?
He doesn't exist.
That's the motel.
The guy is gone.
Yeah, take him to the brunch with Frankie. That'd be good. Yeah.
Go to the motel.
That's all I need is that guy.
Like
to
the Four Seasons brunch.
Guy to show up with me.
Continental breakfast.
We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump on a lot more. So by the way, Alex Winberg's going to join us from the Florida Panthers, who just had and having with two games left a really good season. But they got two. You would think at the end of the year here, it'd be easy. And you got Tampa Bay for home ice, two games left, and then you get to play Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs. Crazy, crazy. We'll take a quick break. A lot more coming up. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.